The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, from the rooftop of the Rockies, it's Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn.
July 5th, 2020. Welcome aboard. No, nothing pre-recorded here. Full on live, full on local, right here. Denver, Colorado, Backbone Radio. Just down from the mountains, just down from the great Colorado Rockies, from the hills. And in the saddle here to share the good word, going to do the best that I can on what a wonderful July 4th weekend. What a wonderful holiday for some. It might even extend through tomorrow, right? A few people probably stay in that extra day, but there might be a few sitting in traffic coming down one of our freeways, I-70 maybe. And if you are, I hope you've got Backbone Radio on, because we'll help bring you home. And I came in last night, actually, and it was the sun had set, the moon was up. Oh, what a great moon. Saw that moonrise come up over a lake up above the town of Breckenridge. Did some climbing up there and brought the fishing rods. Had the seven-year-old son. It was the guys and the family went out there with Grandpa as well. And that moon came up just glorious. But came back, you know, because that traffic's so dicey. I can't stay up there, you know, that extra day. Got to make it back for the program. I've had a few real close calls in the past coming out of some of those long ski trips and then, whoo, stressing it, make it to the studio in time. But at any rate, I saw fireworks everywhere. Big, bold fireworks. You know, you come down from Genesee, you can look down across the Denver metro area, and I just say, boom, there, boom, poof, boom. Fireworks all over town. And I was checking in with some of my sources and many people I communicate with on a regular daily basis. And other people were saying, you know, hey, out here in, should I even say the county? Out here, Douglas County, fireworks all the time, ever, all night long. And they were banned, right? The fireworks were verboten, not permitted, but they were everywhere. And I don't know specifically if they were outlawed in Denver, but man, it was really kind of fun to drive and be thinking about the 4th and be seeing the patriotic spirit. And isn't that what fireworks are? Isn't that what that means? It's not just for the pyromaniacs out there. It's for the spirit of 1776. And yeah, your Democrats, the left wing in America, has decided that July 4th is bad. July 4th is a holiday commemorating white supremacy, and that Mount Rushmore is bad. And oh my goodness, these people, they have no idea. No idea how far gone they are. I mean, just they have no clue as to, I mean, they have gone so far over the deep end. I mean, it's hard to even know what to do with these people. But the fireworks, just glory, just glorious. And, you know, in L.A., you can go on to the Backbone Radio Twitter feed, and there's this nice panoramic video of the L.A. County skyline in the dark. And it goes on for like 40 seconds here, and you just see boom, boom, fireworks everywhere, and they were all banned. Governor Newsom, California, Democrat, said, hey, no fireworks, you can't do that, punishable by big fines and all this stuff, and not one person. I mean, if you look at that video and look at that skyline, nobody was listening to Governor Newsom. I brought in a little audio. Here is some L.A. news station, and the huffy announcers say, oh, look, all these fire! Oh, look, it's banned. But look at these people. Let's just hear a little bit of this. The irrepressible spirit. I'm not advocating for this. I'm not advocating. You know, I'm just saying this is what people are doing, and I'm just observing, right? Here we go.
The last 10 minutes, 15 minutes or so. And there are massive fireworks going off pretty much in every direction that you see here. Jasmine, our local fire departments and police departments have been begging people not to do this,
right.
But it seems tonight they are not listening to those calls.
Well, and they're putting up new warnings on social media. I mean, they're saying safe and sane are even banned in the majority of cities in LA County, not to mention the city of LA has a ban as well. We know many of the public shows have been canceled, so we've done stories on this. More people have been, unfortunately, setting off illegal fireworks. I mean, it is quite the sight, but this is not supposed to be happening. I mean, you could be fined up to $50,000.
Yeah, quite the sight. Again, the news commentators just a little amazed that people aren't listening to Governor Newsom in California. And it was just July 4th, and I guess the American people are just, they're just going to have their fireworks. They're just going to love America anyways, even though Governor Newsom says no fireworks in California, even though the entire mainstream media says July 4th is bad. July 4th is white supremacy and Mount Rushmore is bad, bad. Oh, got to tear down Mount Rushmore, seems like the media is saying. But the American people going to enjoy July 4th anyway. And watch these people go out there on that limb. No one listens to them. And American patriots back in the saddle this week. And it's nice to see that. There's a sense of President Trump being back on offense. Back on offense here. I think there was a bit of a sense that, you know, let's let the leftists, let's let Antifa, let's let the Democrats show the American people exactly who and what they are. Yeah, let's give them a few weeks to show off their stuff, to riot, to topple statues, Washington, Lincoln, Jefferson, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Let's let the left show us who they are. Let's let them badmouth Mount Rushmore even, my goodness. And the rubber band stretched and Republicans, conservatives, Trump supporters got a little nervous, you know, hey, maybe this is going on a little too far. And now we've got things back in control, at least, you know, to a certain extent. Trump issues an executive order to have this new Garden of Heroes, the American Garden of Heroes, going to put more statues up. You're going to take down these statues? Oh, Antifa. Well, he's going to put up a whole bunch of new ones commemorating the greatest American heroes ever to have lived. In his speech at Mount Rushmore, I hope you watch that. I'll play a few excerpts from it tonight. But that speech was excellent. It was magnificent. It was phenomenal. And I don't mean to exaggerate, but it was historically significant. And this is President Trump saying that, you know what, we're going to fight for our American heritage. We're going to fight for our American way of life. And we are up against a political opposition that wants nothing to do with that, that wants to overthrow American history, American heritage. And it was really, really good to hear that. And you're seeing some of the people, you know, the topplers of the statues, the Antifa people getting arrested. Not insignificant prison terms going along with that. So why don't we cover how blessed and how lucky it is that we can have July 4th with President Donald Trump, a true blue American patriot in the presidency. And, you know, remember Barack Obama when he was president all those years, just so uncomfortable with American patriotism, so uncomfortable with the flag and displays of rah-rah America. He was not the guy for that. Still isn't. Neither is the rest of the left and the rest of the media, but President Trump, oh, full throttle. Pro-USA, America first. And we're heading into a very stark contrast election, November 2020. Think about this. Have you ever seen such a stark contrast? It is literally Trump's America first versus Joe Biden's Democrat, America last. And I'm not even exaggerating when I say America last. I'll define those distinctions as the show goes on. But this is for all the marbles. They've shown us who they are, and it is America last. It is America bad. It is hate America for the Democrats. And it is the opposite for President Trump, and it is the opposite for the American people who are not. You think the American people are going to be going for this? Like, hey, yeah, that's Mount Rushmore's bad. How many people out there maybe listening are sitting around secretly thinking that Mount Rushmore needs to go away? I'll bet you it's about zero. Right in there at zero. And if it isn't, I'd be a little bit surprised that somebody like that would be listening, but honored nonetheless. Well, economic numbers coming back. We'll go through the economy. 4.8 million new jobs in June. Get ready. Speaking of rubber bands snapping back. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We've got the economy coming back. And we've got, you see this? Ghislaine Maxwell arrested. Yeah. You know that name. Listeners to Backbone Radio know who Ghislaine Maxwell is. The henchman, the procurer. Some would say the pimp for Jeffrey Epstein. The trafficker in young women. Close friend of the Clintons and other famous, powerful people in America. She is arrested. Oh, that's we're going to have to cover that because that's kind of big. Try to explain what that means, and I do think it means something, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, Hickenlooper survived his Senate primary against Romanoff. Lauren Boebert wins in CD3 out in the western slope of Colorado. We'll talk about it all. Stay close. Be right back.
News Talk 710, KNUS. News Talk 710, KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. This is Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn. News Talk 710, KNUS.
Bring it, Elton. Philadelphia Freedom. It is July 5th, 2020. Thanks for being on board here, Backbone Radio, coming out of your Colorado Rockies here. And I have to have one sentimental moment here. It was July 5th last year that I actually went skiing. Wife and I and the kids, we climbed up above Arapahoe Basin ski area. There was so much snow, even still in July last summer, that we could ski it. Oh, yes. Anyway, we went up that same area again this year, and not enough snow to ski. You know, some years you don't have that much snow in July. Last year we sure did. But anyway, we found a way to get up there. We found some patches of snow and a couple of the peaks we went up towards Peak 8 at Breckenridge and over at Boreas Mountain. It's a 13er. We figured too many people will be out at all the 14ers, so we'll steer clear of the 14ers on the July 4th weekend, but we'll be back to them. Oh, yeah, we'll be back to them. And, yeah, your media thinks Mount Rushmore is like evil incarnate at this point. I mean, how far gone are these people? I mean, they're bashing Rushmore. President Trump goes out there, gives his speech at Mount Rushmore, which, again, try to watch this. You may have been, you know, doing your July 4th thing, but make sure you get a point to watch that one. And it covers the themes. And President Trump just needs to follow that prescription that he has laid out to win right here again, second term, November 2020. You know, if the Democrats want to tear down the statues, tear down Rushmore, tear down Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, well, let's have that debate. You go ahead and do that, Trump is essentially saying, and we're going to campaign on that issue, that we want to keep up Mount Rushmore. We want to keep up Washington, Lincoln, Jefferson, and Roosevelt, and he's going to even get that new hero garden going. Now, how do you think that's going to play? How many Americans seriously are on the wrong side of that issue, ladies and gentlemen? I just have to ask you that. I think this is pure time for offense. Let's roll on that, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, if you if you're not quite convinced I'm right, that I'm exaggerating what the media is saying about Mount Rushmore, well, I just found this super cut from the folks over at Grabian. And listen to this. This is how your mainstream media, this like montage here, of your mainstream media personages, your left-wing Democrat media complex propagandist, extraordinaire PSYOP members. Well, here's what they say about Mount Rushmore. Let's have it.
Donald Trump chose the most grandiose symbol of U.S. imperialism on Earth to usher in a very on-brand, star-spangled spectacle.
The mother of all photo ops, Mount Rushmore. And we know why this president just can't resist going there.
President Trump will be at Mount Rushmore, where he'll be standing in front of a monument of two slave owners and on land wrestled away from Native Americans.
We have to acknowledge that Mount Rushmore is sitting on Lakota land.
The place Donald Trump is going to on Friday is stolen land.
He will inevitably and predictably talk about our heritage. In other words, he will talk about he is the protector of white America.
And to indigenous people, Mount Rushmore, with four white presidents, two of whom were slave owners, is one of those symbols.
Questions have really been raised about Thomas Jefferson in particular, but also George Washington for their holdings of slaves.
It's worth reminding folks that the man who carved the monument behind me had deep ties to the KKK.
There are other issues. The sculptor, Gutzon Borglum, was a supporter of the Ku Klux Klan. That, of course, is something in all the history books.
Mount Rushmore isn't exactly the innocent ode to our founding fathers as described in our textbooks. And it's high time we disrupt that false narrative that far too many people believe.
Wow. That's your media ripping Mount Rushmore. Just ripping Rushmore. What in the heck are we watching here? Ladies and gentlemen, step back a little bit and just think of the spectacle of what these people are saying about this iconic American sculpture. Set of sculptures. My goodness. Not playing well, folks. Not going to work for you. Hard to even explain how people's minds can get so far out there that that's how they roll. The Democrats on Twitter, meaning the DNC, put out a tweet, and the tweet says this, quote, "Trump has disrespected Native communities time and again. He's attempted to limit their voting rights and blocked critical pandemic relief. Now he's holding a rally glorifying white supremacy at Mount Rushmore, a region once sacred to tribal communities." End quote. That is the Democrats tweeting at you about the sheer badness of Mount Rushmore. I don't know. I don't think I'd never really thought I would quite see the day when the left would go so far. I mean, they always, you know, they don't like America. They just don't. But then to actually go after the iconic Mount Rushmore like this, I should say that it's an interesting sign that the Democrats put out that tweet at 9:57 p.m. on June 29th, 2020, and then they deleted it. Why would the Democrats put out that tweet about the badness and the evil of Mount Rushmore, and then why would they delete it? Oh, I can only imagine what the ratio was like, meaning what the responses were like to that little tweet from the Democrats going whole hog, full bore into anti-Americanism. Now, I just want to know, I mean, how is that working for you, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, how is that? I mean, I guess, are you surprised a little bit? I mean, I got to tell you, I'm a little surprised to see this. I mean, we know what's in their hearts, the hearts of the left, that it's America last for them. It really is. They can't stand this country unless they control it. And if they control it, if they're in charge of it, if the left is in charge, well, then it's tolerable. Then it's somewhat okay. But everything that happens between now and November is about the election. It's about trying to win an election. And for the Democrats to think that this is like smart politics. Can anybody explain to me why on earth they think that is smart politics? I mean, it seems to me like stupid politics, really, really dumb politics. And that, I mean, they've thrown down the gauntlet, and Trump has said, well, okay, if that's where you want to go, then this is going to be a big campaign issue. If you want to try to tear down this country, well, I'm going to be campaigning on that. I'm embracing that issue fully. That's what the Wall Street Journal has, a big article about that. Trump jumps on preserving monuments as a winning campaign issue. And guess what? It is. That is a winning issue. And it's time to fight for the spirit of 76.
KNUS Denver, a Salem Media Group station.
This is Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn, News Talk 710 KNUS.
Isn't it about love, and should we let it flow? Let's hit the 70s. Let's hit the 70s early tonight. Bellamy Brothers.
I'm feeling so high, must be the season. When that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep inside.
Gotta love this one, and it kind of fits the right mood. Of course, you have to know that President Trump's speech at Mount Rushmore was a unifying speech. Listen to it. Listen to the whole thing. That is a unifying speech for the American people to preserve their history, to preserve their heritage, to honor their founders and their heroes that have made this nation the greatest nation on earth. Unifying. Of course, the media will respond by saying, oh, it was dark and divisive, says the New York Times. You have to laugh. They're always saying everything Trump does is divisive, but you have to understand the psyop and you have to understand the trick. The Democrats will do everything in their power to divide this country and to stoke racial, sexual, any kind of division they can think of and entrench it. And the left, again, you know, they pay their people to go tear down the statues, and then they say, oh, look, there's division in this country. Oh, look, there's division. They create and cause the division, then, of course, turn around and blame it on Trump. Trump gives a unifying speech, and then they're like, oh, look, it was dark and it was divisive. So, oldest trick in the book is to have your own Democrat Party stir up the division and then say, oh, look, there's division. And then you, of course, blame Trump for it. All right? That's just the way that goes. And I'll tell you, you know, Wall Street Journal had a pretty nice essay that actually did have quite a bit of its propaganda elements in there, you know, saying that, yeah, Trump is going to preserve monuments. He's going to use that as a winning campaign issue. I mean, he believes it. He's not using it. This is what this guy stands for, is this country, America first. And, of course, you know, the Washington Post said, well, oh, if you look at the polls are saying that this is not good, you know. And so, of course, there you have it, the psyop on the polls, which, of course, they have to believe in. They're trying to make sure that your thoughts are in their little prisons, of course, which around here we don't do that. We blow through those prison doors like they don't even exist. The psyop perpetrators have no power over our minds. But Jason Miller in this article says this, quote, the reality is that most folks in the Washington, D.C. corridor are incapable of grasping the growing backlash against the cancel culture movement. People do not like to wake up every day and be told that they should be ashamed of who they are. And that's the thing, you know, the end quote, the left is constantly telling you, American people, you're bad, you're bad, you're bad, your history is bad, your culture is bad, your heritage is bad. How is that a winning theme? I mean, they've got Biden locked down in the basement, and the media is running this whole show, and they're telling Americans how bad they are all the time, and they're totally opposed to July 4th. Amazing. Washington Post, big long essay about how bad July 4th is. Now, how does that win you an election? I mean, somebody needs to explain that to me, because I just don't even see it. And I think on some level, you're going to see the Democrats back off of this because they did delete that tweet, the frantic anti-Rushmore tweet from the Democrats on June 29th was deleted. I think they have a sense that maybe this is maybe not their best campaign theme heading into 2020. Yeah. Anyway, I've been talking a lot about the speech, and I didn't want to bring in too many clips of it, but I did bring in a couple. And why don't I bring in, plate, at least this is the summarizing sort of tidbit sound clip of Trump at Mount Rushmore. And that was on Friday.
I am here as your president to proclaim before the country and before the world, this monument will never be desecrated. These heroes will never be defaced. Their legacy will never, ever be destroyed. Their achievements will never be forgotten. And Mount Rushmore will stand forever as an eternal tribute to our forefathers and to our freedom. Those who seek to erase our heritage want America to forget our pride and our great dignity so that we can no longer understand ourselves or America's destiny. My fellow Americans, it is time to speak up loudly and strongly and powerfully and defend the integrity of our country. We will proclaim the ideals of the Declaration of Independence. America's future is in our hands. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come.
And that, to me, is exactly what needs to be said. Let us fight for that Declaration of Independence. Let's fight for our Constitution, for our American way of life. And it is interesting to me that Trump seems to be the only one doing it. Where are the other Republicans out there? Where are you, Mitch McConnell? Where are you, Nikki Haley? Where are you, Liz Cheney? Where are you, Joni Ernst? Where are all of you Republican people out there who are accustomed, if anything, to ducking from every single fight, even when your country is on the line? Where are you? But I'll tell you what, the American people are right in there with President Trump on this fight, and they are ready for it. And you tell you what, let's have it now. Let's have it now. Let's let the Democrats go full-on anti-America, and we'll go full-on pro-America, and let's just let the chips fall where they may. I like those odds. How about you? Let's do a little bit more from Trump's speech, Mount Rushmore.
We will never allow an angry mob to tear down our statues, erase our history, indoctrinate our children, or trample on our freedoms.
And it's so important to remember what a fringe of the fringe outfit that is. And you might say, you know, Trump was starting to look a little weak there. This was starting to go on a little too long. And I'm starting to agree with that a bit. But yet I also would say this, that you have to know who these people are, and these people have to have a bit of a window to show America, yeah, exactly what they're up to and what they intend for this country. And I think we got the point, wouldn't you say, that we did, in fact, get that point? Yeah. Let's do a little bit more. Let's bring this clip in.
We are now in the process of defeating the radical left, the Marxists, the anarchists, the agitators, the looters, and people who, in many instances, have absolutely no clue what they are doing.
And again, one thing I might also add is, if when you watch this speech, or if you did watch it, this is President Trump trying to do a teleprompter-type speech. He was trying to not go off teleprompter like he often does. And in my opinion, I actually enjoy the off teleprompter stuff where he just, you know, lets the stream of consciousness happen and it tends to flow so well through the crowds. But he stayed. It was disciplined, and it was right on the teleprompter. And when he does that, he has a little bit of a calmer tone, which in my opinion suited this moment when you're giving a speech that is of, you know, such obvious historical significance. Okay, let's hear another one, just so you get some of the flavor of what went on at Mount Rushmore.
Jobs and companies are coming back to our country like never before. The power of tariffs being imposed on foreign lands that took advantage of the United States for decades and decades have enabled us to make great trade deals where there were none. Tens of billions of dollars are now paid to the United States Treasury by these same countries.
There you go. And that's just a few, and I might bring out a few more later. But Roger Kimball over at American Greatness wrote, headline, "A Magnificent Speech." Looking back at the 2020 election, historians will say the Mount Rushmore speech was the moment that Donald Trump won re-election. Mark Levin, many in Backbone Country love Mark Levin, and he said it was the greatest speech he has almost ever seen in his life. Mark Levin is very happy. And Abraham Lincoln is up there on that Mount Rushmore. And I love how the media was dismissing it. Oh, there's these four white presidents on Mount Rushmore. Four white guys. I don't know. You might really want to just say that that's how you look at George Washington, Jefferson, Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. And it was Abraham Lincoln who took the reins of this country when it was bitterly divided, far more so than now. And it was Lincoln who said in his first inaugural, quote, "Though passion may have strained it, it must not break our bonds of affection. The mystic cords of memory stretching from every battlefield and patriot grave to every living heart and hearthstone all over this broad land will yet swell the chorus of the Union when again touched, as surely they will be, by the better angels of our nature." And of course, we know how things played out with the Lincoln presidency. And in some ways, you know, President Trump, to overthrow a corrupt ruling class, a corrupt elite that is hell-bent on putting this country into a civil war before they will give up their power. They will say anything, do anything. They will cheat all the way to the end. That's how I see it. Hopefully, at some point, the better angels of their natures will come through. Be right back.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. Now, back to Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn. News Talk 710 KNUS.
Trucking right on along, July 5, 2020. Now, one thing that you have to wonder about is where did the whole concept of cancel culture even come from? You know, that came right out of the left, and the whole business with, you know, they don't want viewpoints to be aired, to be spoken, to be uttered, to be permitted, to be allowed if they don't agree with them. Obviously, that's been festering for many years on the left in this country, but somehow, obviously, it seems to be coming to grand fruition at this point. And I just still submit to you that that is profoundly un-American, that most Americans just do not go for that. They want to just live and let people be themselves and let people find their own freedom and their own salvation. And this relentless push to cancel everybody you don't agree with, that is, again, the central pillar and platform of what the Democrats are up to right now. And it comes from a very dark place in the human heart and the human soul. I was talking last week about how it was the Taliban that blew up the Buddhas of Bamiyan in March of 2001. They were in Afghanistan. Bin Laden was there. They didn't want to have those Buddhas sitting up there in Afghanistan and the territory they were roaming around in, so they blew them up. Can't allow these ancient historic artifacts to even exist. You have to destroy them. That's their mindset. That's the Taliban mindset. What did they do 6 months later in September of 2001? Okay, so we know the answer. The mindset of this left here is the kind that I think should be getting everybody's attention. And for some reason, it's encouraged, it's abetted, it's egged on by the left. It's egged on by Obama, by Joe Biden, by all of the media. And, you know, it seems to me that they have profoundly lost their way. And it's, you know, it's turning this country into a pure power politics game. And the only thing that is standing between us and the kind of tyranny that they would love to impose on us is Donald Trump. And that is a fact. Do you see any other Republicans out there fighting? If so, who are they? There's a handful. You know, you can find maybe one or two senators, three or four Republican congressmen and women who will stand up and say stuff and actually do stuff. But you kind of just wonder, like, where are these people? And how do you explain this void of standing up to this? And it's, you know, it's the power of the media. If you control the media, that's how you leverage your power. You use what you've got. They've got the media, and they're the ones that can apply the pressure. They can shut you down. They can silence you. At any rate, I was struck by an interview with an Illinois Democrat senator, Senator Tammy Duckworth. And in this little conversation, this little clip here, you know, she refuses to say that, no, she won't want to take down George Washington's likenesses and his statues and everything. She's anyway, just so you have more understanding of how the mainstream media is framing all of this, CNN presents this series of questions to Senator Duckworth, again, a Democrat of Illinois. This is what they're running on. What do you think of this? And of course, they completely mischaracterize everything that Trump is about in his Rushmore speech. But here we go.
Now is Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth, a former Army Lieutenant Colonel who served as a helicopter pilot in Iraq. Senator, thank you so much for joining me. President Trump gave a speech at Mount Rushmore Friday night. He talked about the importance of preserving historical monuments. Take a listen.
Our nation is witnessing a merciless campaign to wipe out our history, defame our heroes, erase our values, and indoctrinate our children.
Senator, I know that you support changing the name of military bases named after Confederate leaders, but there are leaders like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson who were slave owners, and some people are demanding that their monuments come down too. So in your view, where does it end? Should statues, for example, of George Washington come down?
Well, let me just say that we should start off by having a national dialogue on it at some point. But right now we're in the middle of a global pandemic, and countries that are opposed to us, Russia, has put a bounty on American troops' heads. What really struck me about the speech that the president gave at Mount Rushmore was that he spent more time worried about honoring dead Confederates than he did talking about the lives of the 130,000 Americans who lost their lives to COVID-19, or by warning Russia off of the bounty they're putting on Americans' heads. I mean, his priorities are all wrong here. He should be talking about what we're going to do to overcome this pandemic. What are we going to do to push Russia back? And instead, he had no time for that. He spent all his time talking about dead traitors.
You see, the media is 100% lying and gaslighting here, and I'm just using Senator Duckworth as an example here. President Trump, watched the whole thing, did not talk about one dead Confederate. Yeah, not even one. And if you actually listen to the speech, you would have heard, yes, about George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt. You would have also heard several references to Martin Luther King Jr., Walt Whitman, Mark Twain, Irving Berlin, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, Bob Hope. He even mentioned the Ford F-150 Super Duty truck. And that, to me, I'm just like, hey, yeah, right on. Ford F-150. So the Democrats want to pivot to COVID. They want to talk about the coronavirus. They don't want to talk about, toppling Washington. See, so they're already walking back on that a little bit. But there's a little bit more here. Listen to how Senator Tammy Duckworth, Democrat from Illinois, touting the Democrat Party line. Listen to what she has to say about Washington.
Well, that might be true, but George Washington. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody would call him a traitor. And there are moves by some to remove statues of him. Is that a good idea?
I think we should listen to everybody. I think we should listen to the argument there. But remember that the president at Mount Rushmore was standing on ground that was stolen from Native Americans who had actually been given that land during a treaty. And again, let's talk about the greater context of where we are in our country right now. We should be talking about the fact that COVID-19 is experiencing a resurgence. And both this president and the man he put in charge of the pandemic response team, the vice president, have both failed miserably at their jobs. I'm more worried about the 130,000 who have lost their lives recently and the thousands and thousands more Americans who are currently sick than I am about our historical past. We need to talk about what we're doing now to bring this country off of the brink of chaos that it's in.
So I'm going to ask about that
So, Senator Duckworth, you will notice, did not want to respond directly to the toppling and the tearing down of monuments for George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, and an altogether heroic and amazing human being. One of the greatest men who has ever lived. And I do have to admit that I own about 35 books about George Washington right there in my man cave. And, you know, to see someone like this just not really, she should just come out and say, no, George Washington off limits. We keep him. But no, she doesn't. And she didn't want to talk about it, though, because she knows it's unpopular. The Democrats are already deleting some tweets on this. And she wants to talk about COVID. She wants to talk about coronavirus. That's what they want to talk about. Watch the pivot, ladies and gentlemen. I think we've hit peak anti-Americanism from the left right now. They know it's a loser. Trump's ready to fight.